Okay. All right. One of the first topics we're talking about is Negei Shiduchim. If you have to, if the Shatchan or someone else, or even the family itself, have to tell the Bacha that the mother of the girl who is being spoken to is a Geyeris or not. The story was that they lived in Eretz Yisrael for many years, more than 20 years. The father learned still in Kailo, many years in Kailo. And the whole Mishpacha, Abnei Terah, and the Geyeris was done for the mother even before she got married. She didn't know. She did L'Shem Shemayim. She didn't even know of her husband at that time. And all the and when she got married, all the children were neither Bikdusha Batara, and everyone knows them as Bala Tshuva. No one knows that she's even a Geyeris. And even the children, her own children, don't know the mother was a Geyeris. They think she's a Bala Tshuva. So the Shailas, you have to mention before they start dating that the mother is a Geyeris. And even if they don't ask, if you still have to let the, you have to tell them on your own. And what's the din if the Tzad HaSheni asks, when you have Bala Tshuva, sometimes you got to ask about the Yichus of the family. And they ask, is there any Geyer Mishpacha? Are you mechuyev to tell them the truth or not? That's the Shaila, and this Shaila comes up very often. In fact, this Shaila I had this past week. Before I was finishing off the whole thing about it, I got a call about that. But that Shaila is all different. That was in the game, the girl herself was a Geyeris. Here's the mother's a Geyeris. The Gemara Brachos, Daf Chesed Amud Beis, says that Rava told his children, she should not, your children, he told his own children, you should not marry Geyeris. The 76 out the Gemara Pesachim, Daf Kufyud Beis on Beis, the Rabbeinu HaKadosh told all of his children they should not marry Geyeris. So what's the reason why? So the Yavetz, the Hagoyes, and Yavetz and Brachas gives three reasons. The other two reasons on the Geyer will just mention the third reason he mentions. He says the reason why that they didn't want to marry Geyeris because in the genes. In the child, when the fabric of the child is put together, the mother and the father, the zera, the egg of the mother, and so on, it has in the genes it has her teva from a non-Jew. So Mela, that's why you should not marry Geyeris, because it has the geisha blood, geisha natias, and so on. Like it says in the Gemara Sanhedrin, that tzadik dalid amar aleph, a geyurta adasurda v'sizza ramed ape. A Geyeris till 10 years Asian should not mention she's a Geyeris. And the Yavit says further, and you can't ask Akasha, the Chaya, Yeshua ben Nun married Rachav HaGeyeris, Rachav HaZayna, she was known. He married a Geyeris. And also Bayez married Ruth. And also you find Reb Kiva Gemara says, one of the Zohar says, Reb Kiva married Ashes to Nupur Rupus, he married. You don't bring a ride from them, you don't bring a ride from the VM or Chachamim, Sheshim, Shebaruch, HaKadosh. But Stamdai, a person should not marry Geyeris. Same thing you find in the Gemara Baba Kama and Baba Basra, Kuftesa and Beis. The Gemara says, Amma Reb Laza, L'aylam Yidbak Adam B'tayvim. Person should only marry from a good family. Why? Sherei Moshe Rabbeinu Nasas Bas Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu married the daughter of Yisrael. What came out from them? Yatza Mimena Yainasin Shekumar Avazar. That Yainasin, who was a Kumar Avazar. Kumar Avazar, he was a priest, a galach, by Avazar. And Rashbam speaks out over there, speaks out even, this wasn't a son of Bas Yisrael. This was a grandson of a Geyeris. The Yerith was Ben Ditai. So Afa became that his son, his grandson became a Kumar Rabbi Dezara. So you see, a person should only marry Adam ben Taim. That's what Gemara says in Balbasa. There's a tshuva in Tzitz Eliezer in Chedek Yudzayin Simen Mantas Ois Gimel. He brings down the, in Mark Kedusha says Ein Ashkin Eshaya Ela Mishpachas Mishpachas Mechasas Yisrael. The Shechina is not Shaira, only on the Mishpacha that's Miyuchas and Kal Yisrael. And Taisa speaks out. And Taisa is one of the reasons Taisa speaks out on Yivomis and then Zayin on a base and in Nida Yigimel on a base. Taisa says Kashim Geim Yisrael Kisapachas, because they're mixed together with Yisrael. Geim is I says Napachas in English. It's like a thorn. What?
Scab.
Right. So it's wash. Because I'm saying so. And Eshkira Shaina Ela Mishpacha Shehu Michas Yisrael. That's the Tosfos speaks out. That's why we don't rush to get Gerim, because it's not the it's not healthy for Klal Yisrael. So Mela, he writes. The Tzitzia writes. Say Gerim, you have to notify the second side. And besides, he quotes a Chuvas Mayim Rabim. This is Tzitzia. Quotes a Shas of Chuvas Mayim Rabim in Ebenezer Simitas and Simiyud that someone did a shidduch with someone who was a Geiris or from family of Geiris, and they found out that she comes from Mishpacha. The Tzadikala comes from Mishpacha. There was conversions there. So since it's Siddurch Gam, he's a glad to Mavato the shidduch. And you don't have to pay a knas. And next week we'll talk about knasas. If when you break a shidduch, what happens? So anyway, so if to invite a shidduch, you got to pay money. But if you didn't know about it, you don't have to pay a knas then. And he brings a raya from the mechaber in Ebenezer's Kananun Sifei. Mechaber says that let's say someone has a sister of someone did a shidduch. The sister of someone did a shidduch. And the sister was Hamidasa. She converted to a different religion. So you allowed to invite the shidduch. If that's part of the family you did shidduch with, you allowed to the shidduch, and you don't have to pay. The mechaber says you don't have to pay any knas. So Kosh came over here that the emakala was neither from a goya, from amish, from a non-Jewish woman, and even though there was a proper geiris, it wasn't very strong. You're allowed to invite the shidduch without a knas.
Let me just finish the whole idea and then I'll take questions. Okay.
Same thing, Mashma. So you have to mendiga them. Same thing, Mashma of Shlomo Zalman holds also. In the Sefer Nishmas Avram, in Madur Kaman, there's a number of prints from Nishmas Avram. The first print, Madur Kaman, Ebenezer, Simon Beis, and also in Nishmas Avram, in the Mucheves, in the later print, he quotes what Shlomo Zalman says. Even things that aren't mevatel kedushin, you know, it's not a mekach toyis. It's not about kedushin. You're mechuyev to tell, because if you don't say, this I know. So meila, if the father of the girl is a guy, even though the vlad is kosher, the gamri pasu akum about kosher, she's pogum lekuna. So meila, it's a kosher gamri. So according to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, koshkein, if the mother was a Geirus, Vada Yemuchuyev to say it, according to Shlomo Zalman. And he can't bring a raya the other way, this after. There's a Gemara in Huyas, Dafi Gimel and Alf. The Gemara says like this: Hako Ratzon Lisa Geirus. Everyone wants to marry, you should run in to marry Geirus. Then Hako Ratzon Lisa Mishucheres. But you don't marry, but you should marry a girl who was a Shifcha once and she got free. So what's shot? Chayyim the Gemara says over there, you should marry girls. So the Yaivit says, Yaakov Endler says that snapshot in the Gemara. Snapshot in the Gemara, he says. Because the Gemara is only talking, it's talking, you have a choice. Either marry Geiris or Meshucheres. But then it's better to marry Geiris than someone who's free. However, once Esher to marry Bas Yisrael like the Yaivit, it's not, the Gemara's not talking about that. And he brings the Yaivit from two Gemara's he mentioned before, the Gemara and Brachas, that he told his children not to marry Geiris, and Gmor Pesachim Ben Akkadish says not to marry Geiris. And also, he adds on, also the right Banim Daimel Achayim. Since right Daimel is Daimel Achayim, so Mela, you should not, because sometimes sometimes it's done lachayim. So mela. So if you marry geres, the children might be turned to be goyim, or they won't be fried. They'll be fried and so on. In fact, now remember, there's a das kain in Balei Tosfos that says that why Rivka had Esav. Why? Because Rav Barnum Daima Lachayim. So May was Daima Talavan. That's what the Piskatais the Das Canaan brings down over there over there in the Psukim when Esav was born. So anyway, and he's Maisif and Yairit is Maisif that he's Maisif. But you can't compare all Geiris. There are some, we find there in the VM, and Chachamim, the married Geiris. So maybe you can't say 100% it caused after that. But the Chatzchila, certainly, when it comes to Shiduchim, you should mention. So you see from all these riots, we see from all these riots that you have to say to the Bacha, you have to say to the Bacha, if the girls are Geiris, or the parents are family from Geirim, even before they go out. Right? So you see, we have to let them know beforehand. The Shalif Maynor, you should let him know beforehand. These are riots that you're mechuyev to say. Now it would be riots for kids. Yeah.
Kosham gave him, we saw Tapachas.
Yeah.
One shot places the Kitrug because
they're better. Right, yeah, right.
I mean, that based on that, that's no riot.
Right, yeah. I'm just saying, according to this, one shot in Tosfos. The Tosfos, I think, has 3-4 pshatim. Mm-hmm. And this is one of pshat in Tosfos. Right. Yeah. The Gemara says in Daf Kufman Vav in Shabbos that all future Gerim the Neshamas were in Har Sinai. That's what Gemara says.
So,
what?
I didn't hear maybe one part of Ona.
I know.
Yeah. We didn't work on the
other. Right. You have to even do that. What? I know, right, by not saying, right. See, Mukhoi to say, she not be able to say, I know. Right. That's what it says? That's what it says. Right. However, there's a raya for the Gemara, from a foolish Gemara, the opposite. The Gemara says in Yavamas, that Memhei Amar Aleph, someone came to Yehuda. Someone came to Yehuda, he was born. His mother was Jewish, a Bat Yisrael, and his father was a guy. So he wanted to get married. He needed an etzik. Came to Yehuda. I need an etzik to get married. Why? Because no one wants to go out with me. No one wants to go out with me. All them like Yisrael don't want to go out with. Don't want to marry me. So Yehuda says he should go to Makkah and Shemakim. I say, the way he got it, he shouldn't say no. He shouldn't go to a place that no one recognizes him. And he should not tell his yichas. Or he should marry a Bat Yisrael, also the father is a guy. So Mela, that's done with him. The mother is Jewish and the father is a guy. That's Eitza of Yehuda gave to this person. So the Stipler in Kiryas Yankov in Simen Mem Dalet. In the new print, it's Simen Mem Dalet. In the old print, it's Simen Lamed Ches. He has the Kasha. How could Rabbi Yehuda give such an answer? They should go to Mokesh and Makim Yisrael. They should marry back irregular Bas Yisrael. The parent of Adachar is Yisrael Inor, and also Yisrael Kenev is Das. So the sniper comes up with a stop in Chiddush, and he says like this: Kenev is Das is only when there's a woman in Mecca that the Adam the person will want, and Imam. If he's not, even though he's not Mavakish, to change his mind, but if he were known about this himself, he would Mavakal the Mekach. However, by marriage, that's by Mekach. However, when it comes to marriage, someone's married, did they ever get married ready? They look at married ready. Even the Tzarsheni is masking to get a divorce. But however, it's Umdana that he won't want to get divorced. Why? Because once they're already married already for a while already, and they like each other and so on, divorce is very hard for a person. Because you never know what's going to, happen afterwards. You divorce this woman, who says you find better? Maybe you'll stay single the rest of your life, or maybe she'll stay single the rest of her life. So once they're married, they like each other, even though they find a psul, the father was a guy, and so on, they won't divorce for such a reason. So even if it's a mom, they won't want to get divorced. Therefore, it's not considered like a stipler. It's not considered gneivas das, even if you never tell them about the mumim. So it's vice versa from the stipler, that even if even now, even though they didn't get married, even though they didn't get married, stipler told them to get married. But vice versa from the stipler, that even if they didn't get married, you don't have to say, like it says himself, because if you say before, if you tell someone, even before they start dating, you know, the father was a guy. You can say such a thing like that. So then no one wants to stop, because before they start going out, even any smallest thing can be counted on the shidduch. Once you start going out, then you look over things. Before you start looking at the resume and you find that the father was a guy, then certainly they'll push it aside. They'll only use a last resort. So the stipends off. Esh la'yia, it's a foolish gemara in Yevamos. You're not mechuyev to say the pgam at all, which doesn't, which assumes on us al pidin. So according to him, you don't have to say the mother of the kala was a ger. That's what comes out from the stipler. So stipler disagrees with all the paiskim we mentioned beforehand. However, Rabbi Yashiv answers back at stipler. Rabbi Yashiv is printed in the Sefer Oris on Kedushin 9 Alpha and Beis. Then writes, he wrote back to the stipler. He wrote back to the stipler that you could be daicha. What you write in your tshuva, you could be daicha. You can't bring a rifling more vomits. That Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Yehuda held, because Mika din akum abor bas Yisrael is mutter to come ka Hashem. There's no chash at all. Just since the Ayesh Aitzim, so Mary said, Zil Gali, go to a city where no one knows you. And you should get in and you should hide, no one should know your yichas. Over here, talking about Shiduchim and the Gehiris. The Adeus da Machmer, that's a Mekach Tois. And the Chshash Eino. So Mela, you mechuyev to say that she's a Gehiris. That's what the Rashi answered back to the Ta'inah people da Machmer. I remember once, many years ago, someone asked me information in Shidduch, and I left out that the mother-in-law was a Gehiris. And later he did his own homework, and he found out, he had tainus on me, why didn't you mention that my mother-in-law is a Gehiris? That's why he had tzvi on me. So you see that people are mocked on such a thing. Huh? What? The truth is I forgot. I didn't remember. The Gehiris was done in Europe already, you know what I mean?
The Gehiris being the mother of Gehiris and the father being a goy. I mean, this is the kid Jewish.
Yeah, but this kid's not Jewish also. But they're Jewish now also. It's just part of a kuna, right? Huh?
Has the Bible compared that to the case where...
I'm just telling you this is what he writes, okay? Huh? Alright. So therefore, so Rabbi Yashiv held that the Shaila from Mecca ties and the Shaila from Israel Noah. So maybe you have to say it. Let me just finish off. Lamaisa Ladina, the Pais can speak out. Ladina, you're not mechuyev to say at the beginning before they meet, you're not mechuyev to say that the mother was a Gehiris if they don't ask. If they ask, the Tzara Sheni asks you, they want to know if there's a Gehiris in the family, you're not allowed to lie. You have to say emes. But if they don't ask about this before they meet, you're allowed to tell them, but at least the third or fourth date when it starts getting, the shidduch gets getting a little bit warm, then either the girl should mention or the family should mention, they should get the message over to Tzara Sheni to let them know that there's a Gehiris in the family, that there should not be any kindness against them. But you should not make ASIC. Just tell them incidentally, by the way, you should be aware of such a thing. Don't make ASIC out of it. You should be aware of such a thing. But you should know the gayest is the kosher gayest. That was done even before they get married. And they didn't even know each other. There wasn't on the shame issues. They got married proper. They had proper gayest, the kosher best, and so on. And that's it.
They can go through the whole set of products so that it's not brought up the fact that he's a coin.
What do you mean?
What do you mean, if he's a kohen?
Yeah.
Did they know before? First of all, in this case over here, was the mother was a geirus, not the girl herself. Girl herself, okay. A girl can marry, a geirus cannot marry a kohen. But if the mother is a geirus, she had a kosher geirus, and the girl was 100% kosher, she can marry a kohen, there's no problem.
Right, okay, yeah. But still, if she doesn't say that she's a geirus, then so why should even marry, he mention, oh, I'm sorry, I'm a kohen?
Huh? No, he has to... usually you do your homework. If someone first
homework that he's a coin that's trying to find out that she's a gears.
She just mentioned she's not a gears.
The girl in this case wasn't a gears. The mother was a gears.
Okay, in that case I'm saying
Stamberg. If she's a gears, if the girl's a gears, she doesn't want to say, at least she should check out if the boy she's going out is a coin or not.
Yeah.
I'll tell you interesting. I saw Friday night Chassam Sefer. A little off the topic, but it's interesting. Chassam Sefer has to do with Minyan Rice Indian. The Chassam Sefer writes a story. Very unusual. Mirva Tshuva. He throws in a story. Interesting story. A Kohen wanted to marry a Grusha. You hear this? You should look it up. The Chassam Sefer is in Eben Ezer, Chelik Bey, it's in a Kufayim Dalad. The Chassam Sefer. It says a mitzvah happened to him that a kohen wanted to marry a grusha. He went to one rav, another rav, a third rav. Of course not. It's a foolish person telling alata. But he wanted to marry her, so he went. In those times, he went to the malchus. He went to the government. The rabbis are not letting me marry. It's legal for me to marry. So he came out with a svara like this: why I should marry her? What's the svara? Why in my case I can marry a grusha? That the Torah says a kohen should not marry grusha is because this is his svara. Is because if a kohen, because if a person divorces somebody, throws out his wife, she's no good. So kohen is such a holy person, she marries someone who's no good, they're going to marry grusha. So if she divorced him, she wanted out of marriage, then the svara doesn't apply, and mela a kohen should marry grusha. This woman didn't want to be married to her husband. So mela in such a case, the kohen can marry grusha. This is what he convinced the government. All the officers in the government agreed to that. The melech, the head of the government, the melech said, listen, it's a very good svara. And he said, and that is, that I can't marry, the rabbis made up. They made up. It doesn't say in the Torah anywhere. So they all agreed to him. So they said, listen, we can't agree to it. And we can't ask any rabbi. This is some survey. We can't ask any rabbi because they all say it's no good. We'll ask a Jewish philosopher. A Jewish philosopher. Yeah? An Apicurus. Yeah. A Jewish philosopher. And let him say, if he says that you can marry this Gusha, then we'll give an edict, we'll give her that the rabbi's Mukhush to marry her. So they ask this philosopher, you hear this? A guidance of a philosopher. So the philosopher says, they ask him, and whatever he says, they'll decide whatever he says, they'll do what he says. So he comes out with a Baruch Torah like this, he says, you're right. If a kohen throws out his wife, then such a type of person a kohen can marry such a girl. But if she throws him out, she's still sinner married, because since she cannot divorce her husband, she's not allowed to push the divorce of her husband. So mela, she's not sinner divorced. She's still an Eishes Ish. So he can't marry an Eishes Ish. Yeah? 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 The mouth agreed, he can't marry. This is some sense in the tshuva. There's another, huh? Tshuva is Eben Ezer, Chelik Bey, Siman Kufayin Dalet. There's a similar story with the Nevi Yehuda. Nevi Yehuda, there was someone that Kohen wanted to marry Grusha, yeah? A kohen wanted to marry Grusha, and he went to the government. No one married, so he went to the government in Prague. He went to the government officials, and they went to the queen. I think her name was Cleopatra. I think Cleopatra, whatever, the queen. And the queen gave an edict to the Nevi Yehuda: you must marry. You have to perform the marriage. Kohen marry Grusha. And they had no answer. They said, "Okay, I'll marry you." The whole city of Prague was in uproar. That they all started, the whole city came to the Chasana.
and the nevuah is going to be mitzvah kedushin. So came to the chuppah kedushin. So the nevuah took the ring and says to this kayan, he says, "Here's the ring. I want you to say this: Harayat mukadeshes le b'tabazu kedas queen Cleopatra." So the kayan says, "What do you mean? That's my. This is not kedas for yourself." The whole thing fell apart. He wouldn't do it. That's it. All right. Next, Shaila.
You have to start and take the gender to the topic at hand.
Yeah.
For instance, if there's a family of diabetics,
you should mention diabetes or have
physical and mental health problems.
And mentally, you might to mention one elder, but not at the beginning. You mention if this third, fourth date. You mentioned. But if there's a mental health problem, she's taking on medication.
The great grandmother had a mental breakdown, or the grandmother had a mental breakdown.
I don't think you have to go so far. And if the girl herself does, is 100% okay, you're not mechuyev to mention more.
A history of heart problems, diabetes.
You should mention after the second, third date. You should
after one.
After a while, yeah. All right.
Only
interesting chat, what?
Only if they ask.
No, it's third, fourth date, the second, third, depends on how, when it starts getting a little bit warm.
You have to fall and make the
interview. You don't make an issue out of it. Either the girl mentions to the boy, by the way, I want you to make aware of this, or they tell them the member of the family. Sometimes I have cases where the one side calls directly the parents of the other side. They tell them directly. I have a number of cases like that.
He'd be asking about family, not about the girl herself.
The girl or sometimes the parent, depends on the situation.
Depends
on the situation. Yeah, but sometimes you should ask a Shiloh. But there, Klal, is sometimes Kedai to mention it. All right. Reuven has a daughter. New case. The Shidduch case. Reuven has a daughter. The Mitzianus. With all the Midas, it comes a time she's getting married, and she's looking for a Bacha Mitzian. Reuven goes to Shimon the Shatran, and he says all the Midas of his daughter, and he was looking for a bracha that's right for his daughter. So the Shatran answers back, "I have a good shidduch. The bracha was a London, Yerushalayim, Tamachacha, Midas Tavis. He has all the miles you're looking for." Just the Shatran adds on one more thing. So I want you to know, the Shatran says, that in my history of shidduchim, I did three shidduchim. And they got married. But each one, after a short while after they got married, they end up divorced. That's my track record. I want you to make aware of it. You know, like a shidduch, you know, we shot to the... All, so I want you to be aware of that. You have to machik if you want to listen to the shidduch or not. Because I'm the shatkin here. So we come to ask the shayla, what should I do? Should I let my daughter go out with this boy or not? Because of the shatkin's track record. Yeah? Okay? This is a nice show you.
Okay. Was the Shatkin Mukhid to say that?
Huh?
Was the Shatkin Mukhid to tell him that?
If he would ask me, I told him he does not have to mention. But yes, it was nice to show you Kachaya. He's not Mukhid to mention. So anyway, there's a Gemara in Yevamos, Das Savach Dalad, Amid Beis. The Gemara says, there's a Machoikas Rishonim, and the Gemara in Yevamos talks about the Cheshuch, excuse me. The Chashuch Chemed is in Vomit Samudal and Beis. There's a Machoikas Rishonim. If Katlon is a woman, is married to two men. She's married to two men and they died. So the Gemara says that you should not marry a third one. Why? Since him a Mosek, the husbands died. So in Mela, she should not get married, she should marry a third husband. There's a machlokes in Rishonim, if it nisses teitzei, if it's teitzei or not. The Shita Sarash, the Rashba, Nimuki Yosef says, there's Sakana and Kaifim Laitzi. Why? Chamir Sakanta Meisura. However, the Rambam, in Hilchos Surabiya, in Perichofav, Halacha Lamlau says, and this is like Teitzei. And the Bash writes in Ebenezer Simites in Sif Cotton Days He says, Achlal, it's only atzad anichesh v'apachat. You really don't have to worry about it. You really can marry. There's nothing wrong. Just a person is not scared, he can marry. And if he's not, if he's scared, then he should marry. So the Magen Mishnah speaks out there on the Rambam in Surabi of Kerechahav, Halachalam Ra'av. And he says, the reason why the Rambam holds that the Nisus Laitetzei, because we're not Maisiv on Xeris of Chazal. Only what Chazal said, Mefurish. You don't find any place where Chazal mentioned Katlonis that you curse in Laitzei. Ladina, the Mechava passes like the Rambam, and this is Laitetzei. There are more rights. There's only three Ashaimim. The Ramah says, Dafke, if they died in Mises Atzmam, they died a natural death. But if they got killed, one of them got killed by an accident, or Mesta Deva, or he died a plague, a Deva, in those times it was Rosh Chiyach, or Nafar Mace, he fell off from a house, whatever it is, and he died, the Chedayma ain't a Kum. You don't count him in the Minya of Katlonis. So therefore, that's why many people are Mekel who come to these things and not Meicha. Jamor is Maisif. He brings down Shitas Rashi, that Rashi in Yevamos Chavomah says that who had been by Gershon also. Just like you find Katlonis, that someone, the first husband, second husband dies, there's such a thing, a woman should marry the third husband, so who had been by divorce also. Rashi speaks out in Yevamos, if someone gets divorced twice, you should not she should not get married to a third person. However, let me finish. However, Yeshayman, such a Amor, only Misa Dafka, not divorce. And the Amor ends off the Chenika. And that's how most Paiskim Paskim, not like Rashi, only gay as someone dies. So Adina, by Paiskim Amor, there's no Issa Katlonis by Gershon. So Mela, besides Shikas Rashi, there's no Shaila in our case over here. In our case over here, that he spoke to Shidduchim, and they all got the. They all, it was divorced, there's no katonis. But here it's even better. Dr. Sheikh Hamed, over here is even better. Even Kanchi Tzadai is no chashish. That when the Zug got married, the Shatkin it's poor Shatkin. Shatkin's going to bring them to get married. But once they get married, there's nothing wrong. So the Malacha of the Shatkin was finished when he brings them when they get married. You don't find any place that the mazel of the shatkin should be on the chai nesum of the young couple. So in Mela, there's no shadow whatsoever. Ladina, there's no more to be fakfik on the shatkin. And in Mela, you're allowed to listen to any hetzor or shidda that from the comes to the shatkin, you're allowed to be matziah. There's nothing wrong. Agav, while I was looking at the sugya, I saw a few other interesting things I think people will be interested in. One thing is, huh? No, the shidduch is gone. The Daki Moshe over there in Ebenezer Simitas brings down this is a katlonis. You know, let's say someone loses, if a woman loses two husbands, so the male shouldn't get married a third time. What's the case talking about? So there's the Daki Moshe brings down the Shem Ariv. Katlonis, if one of the husbands, one or two husbands, died as Zokain, you don't count the minion because it's natural death. It's all Zakein. What's the gil of Zakein? So I looked around. There are three shitas in the Paiskim. What's called a Zakein? The Chachma Shleim Adiyah in the Shulchan Aruch says, if he's over 80, you don't count him in Katlonis. If he's over 80. That's what the Shleim Kluger says. The Chassam Sefer in Tshuva in Ebenezer Chelagal Simchav Gimel, he says, 70. What's called a Zakein? You don't count? He says 70. However, I saw in the third shita in Abdi Nezer, in Ebenezer, Simon Memhei, Oiz Gimel, and also Chuvim Beit Yitzchak, Chegav, Simon Memhei, and Masham and Chuva, and Chegvei, Simon Kufim and Aleph, and also Chuvim in Yosha, Chegav, Simon Kuf Tzadik, they all say 60 and over. What's called Zakein is over 60. So Mela, that is, they don't count in Katlonis. However, there are some shittas that hold that even Kenim, also because not brought down Shulchan Aruch, Lamaisa Ladina. If normally people are shyless in such a case. The Velt is Mako. Let's say if a woman lost two husbands already, and the husbands are over 60, then they don't count them. What about the other way? We're talking about a woman katlon, especially katlonis on the man's side. Let's say a man lost a wife, two wives. It's such a katlonis on the man's side. So now we're talking about woman marrying. She lost husbands. What about a husband losing wives? I know one Rav. He's married four times already. Not they got divorced. All his wives died. So the question is such a thing by a katlonis on the man's side? So the Mechaber says in Nebuchadnezzar Simdesiv Beis, Ish Shemes Ishtei Nashem, you don't stop from getting married a third time. So Beis Shmuel speaks out in Sif Katan Zion. He brings out a Mashal that says, Who Adin Yaisa? Who Adin Yaisa? Even four or five times, he lost to marry as many times as he wants. However, the Chalkas Mechaikik says, according to the sheet that's brought down in Yeridea, in Rei Samach Gimel Sif Beis by Mila, that says, A Mo Benoy Rishain, the Shani, someone was Mal, his first son, his second son, they died Machmas Mila, you don't Mal the third child. Why? Because the fate is going to die also. So also by Ish, maybe Cheshish, they have two wives died already, the same type of Misa, so Mela, a third wife also died because of this. So it should be Cheshish. So Roy Lachash, that's what the Chalkos Mechaikik says. However, the Beis Shmuel says, Lo Dami. You can't compare it to Mila, Lo Dami, it's not compared. But it doesn't say why. So, I found the tshuva in this Moshe. Moshe in the tshuva in Yeridea Chelagal Simon Kufnun Dalit. He says a teretz. He answers what the Beis Shmuel meant. Slaydami, that you're not medame inyan tevian to like we're not medame treifer. If it comes to treifer, you're not medame one treifer to another treifer. Oh, by Mila, the reason why the child dies is because machmas the dam, the blood type and so on. So then we chayshu what says in the Gemara. When it comes to other nyanim, in yanim tevim, we're not medam one to another. So in Mela, a man, he can marry as many wives as he wants, as they die.
The husband is saying he should be
chayshish
or she should be
chayshish. The girl, woman should be chayshish.
But he
doesn't. Yeah, the advice is not.
So why?
Huh? No. No. Shabbos, say Mazel, you don't say Mazel.
I'll be here, so
this for
the focus was
3 times. There's Machlaikis, 2 or 3 times. We all, Shechnor passes 2 times. Alright. We're talking about Shatchanis, Noah, Shaduchim. When it comes to business dealings, putting deals together. So we'll mention an interesting case. Reuven went to a realtor. And he said he wanted to sell his deer for 2 million shkolim. And that's just so. He wanted to sell his deer. It's a beautiful deer. He wants to sell it for 2 million shkolim. How much is in dollars? I don't know how many dollars. $5,000. It's a beautiful deer for $500,000. So the realtor tells Reuven, you know what? I want to make a business deal with you. You give me the shirts to sell the deer. I'm not going to take any shatchanis. I won't take any realtor's fee. But I give it to me. I'm going to sell the deer for higher. I can get a higher price. I hope you get a price. If I sell it more than 2 million shkolim, anything above 2 million shkolim, I get to pocket it. I get, that's my shatchanis. You don't have to give me any shatchanis. That's what I... So they agreed. Reuven says, as long as I get my 2 million, what do I care? As long as I get my 2 million shkolim, I don't care. So he's masking this thing. And it was So he's mafasim that he's... The realtor was mafasim in the papers. I'm selling an apartment without any paying... You don't have to pay any realtor's fee. So came to Shimon came to the realtor and he looked over the apartment and he liked it. He liked it very much. And he asked him, what's the price of this apartment? So he says, it's 2,200,000 shkolim. So the realtor says, he convinces him, listen, it's a bargain deal, 2,200,000 shkolim, and also you won't have to pay me any fees afterwards. So Shimon decides he wants to buy it. So he decides he wants to buy it. But before he's Masada to the bank to get the a loan or whatever it is to get a mortgage. He tells the, but the realtor says, 200,000 shkolim, you have to give me mezumen, and the rest you'll have to pay in a different way. Shimon starts smelling something here. Something is fishy over here. Stop paying maybe cash, not altogether, and so on. So he felt something doesn't smell good over here. He says he doesn't want to buy it. At the end, he finds out, he does a little checking out, he finds out that the realtor is making 200,000 shkolim over here. So he decided, I'm not buying the deal. After a number of weeks, he hears that Reuven sold the deal to Shimon on their own, without the realtor. Shimon himself found out who the owner of the building of this deer is, and he wants to buy it, and he's buying it for 2 million shkolim. 2 million shkolim. Reuven was masking, because he got his 2 million, and they closed the deal, and they hope and pray that the realtor doesn't find out about it. Okay. At the end of the day, the realtor finds out about it. And he's surveyor. I want my 200,000 shkolim. I put you people together, and we made a deal. Anything over 2 million, and I asked for 2,200,000. So I want that amount. And the Mayakhe woman says, "You can't get from me. We made a deal that you're not taking anything. I get the 2 million, whatever, but that's yours. You're not getting it now. Too bad." So the Mayakhe says, "Listen, I was Makabo to accept 2 million and that, and you Makabo anything above that. You didn't get above that, too bad." And the guy who bought it says, "I don't have to pay you any realtor. Why? Because you are machlis, you advertise, no realtor's fees. No realtor's fees. So currently can't go again. So the realtor's signing, I should get the shatron at 200,000. The Mayach and Lekeh says, they're both Taina, I'm not Mokhiv to pay you. That's the deal we made. So who's right over here? So, the Sefer Pir Masik brings down that the realtor certainly doesn't get 200,000 shkolim. You don't find such a place, you pay such a high percentage. However, the kainer or the meicher, whoever the minig is, the one who pays the fees, the shatchanus fees. I say the brokerage fees. Whoever pays, he has to pay. That with the sum that's normal, what's a 4%, 5%, whatever is the going rate, he has to pay, and he can't kainer that he cannot, and he can't kainer that the mitzvah said I'm not accepting. I'm not accepting any realtor's fees, because that's after if it was sold for 2.0 million shkolim. Because it's Baruch Hashemish that the realtor is not working for free. However, let's say if there's a realtor's price, you know, it fluctuates. Some realtors take 4%, some take 6%.
Some take less.
Huh?
He didn't opt into a whole job anyhow. He didn't go to the other.
That doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference. It's no difference. We don't speak about shidduchim. If someone speaks a shidduch, it takes one speaking, or it takes 6 months to happen, or 1 week to happen. You pay the same amount. Doesn't make a difference. Same by realtor. You do the deal, you pay. So, however, let's say if it's a different percent. Let me finish. Let's say if it fluctuates between 4 and 6%, then he could pay. They have to pay. They could pay the lowest rate, 4%. And that's it. But the ma'aser was a chutzpah from the realtor, what he did. But I'll tell you a case of a bigger chutzpah.
Could they have sold it for 2 million for 1 shekel and given the 1 shekel?
Huh?
Could they have sold it for 2 million for 1 shekel and given the 1 shekel?
If it would have worked out such a way, but the mice, it doesn't work that way. Right. Mice were tamachachem, yeah. Mice were tamachachem that works with kirv chaykim. He deals with teenagers. They're go off the derech, or they're never from. And this time, Chacham was able to get 30 boys to learn the night of Hashanah Rabbah. And through the night, he spoke with them a lot about what terrible life you're living, and you should do tshuva, and all you have iPhones, you should get rid of all the iPhones. The children, all these children, these teenagers, all heard this, and the Talmud Chacham and Novi says, now we're holding Hashanah Rabbah night, it's a Yom Adin, Yom Chitim Adin, let's go with Mekayesh and Shemayim, let all of us together, the Leir Kishecha, the Leir Echad, the Kamei Tzivah Borah, Birata, Aron Mekibecha, and let's go burn all the cell phones, all these iPhones that they have, let's make a bonfire, and burn all these cell phones, that all the schmutz in there, let's all burn it, and after davening, and after we hit the shinus and so on, we'll make a madura, and we'll burn, we'll put it on the box now, and we'll burn the whole box, the whole thing. And vadin shemayim will make such a reishim atzum that it will all zeicher to a good year. Come out, all these kids agree to it. All the kids agree to it. And everyone, they all put their cell phone, the iPhone, whatever, they put it all into a box to wait after davening. Came after davening to get the box is stolen. The box is stolen. It got stolen. And that's so, yeah. They can never match this all also. So they looked around and they couldn't find it. After a couple of days, they found out that one of these 30 boys stole the box. And managed the day he sold it, he took all the cell phones and he sold them. And he made a nice money on it. Made a good profit on it. So now, all these other teenagers are coming that they have to pay him back. Whatever money he sold, the cell phones, we want the money back. One second. So the Ganu says, Ganu Chutzmosai, he says, what do you mean? I didn't steal anything. They're all in the sofa. They're all Hefka ready. He knows my terms. All Hefka. So I was Zerka from Hefka. Zerka from Hefka. And then I don't have to pay anybody. It's mine. So they came to the entire. They asked them, is it God of Potter from paying? Since it was Emma for Tzreifah, so it's still like Hefka. So Shiloh was asked. So the answer was that he's Chayev Medina to pay all the Deach Shir. We didn't get to the Shiloh yet. They have to pay whatever he got for the Solvim, who's to give back? Because of Dalai Bar, that the children, these children who put the iPhones in the box wanted to be burned, not to be sold. Because they could have, if they wanted to sell it, they could have sold themselves. They would sell themselves and make the money. But they wanted Dafka to kind of mitzvah Sreifa. So the cell phone should be mazik other people. So made a Kozman that it wasn't burned, it's still Sidbish Abilam of the ones who owned it. So Mela, the Ganev is Mechur to pay the money. However, you can say even further that even if he was not, if all these cell phones were considered Hefka and the Nag came and stole them, you could say that's not that for him it's not considered Hefka. Because Al Das, he should steal it, they weren't Mafkid. Like you see, the Gemara says in Gittin, that from Zainim and Aleph, need the mafke lichshecha pei adaiti disrael that the nochim in mafke and person is mafke lichshecha pei. He only wants the Jews to take him, not goyim. And Tosfos speaks out over there that he was only mafke adas that the Yisrael should take it and not that goyim should take it. So may it still hefke b'tois and it's not hefke. That's the story happened. Now what's the shadow now? What could happen now? He has to give back the phone and so on. What shadow could be? The Ganev comes to the entire. He wants. I sold the phones. Tezim Patsky and have to pay her. I want commission. I want commission. I sold the phones and I was able to sell phones at a premium price. You never got that price. So at least pay me Shatchonish on that. Yeah? Huh? I was a shadow to sell and I got a prime price on it. And you were Zeicher, and you were Zeicher, he made a lot of money on it. So at least I should get the phones, because he passed it not like that, The only time she gets a percentage over here. No, what would you say? Yes or no?
If the phone is worth $100 and he sold it for $120, so they want him to pay $120 back to the buffer?
No. He should get the $20 and get a percent of that. That's the money he got.
If the phone is worth $100, what did the
Bintorah
say? How much does he
offer? No, that, whatever it works out, I don't know what it is. But he said, I sold on a premium price. They would never get that price.
They said he had
what's the phone worth?
Whatever it is, whatever he gets. Anyway, he got more than they would get. Then that amount, he wants to take, he wants some shatronis on that. So, the Bezdin said, Paskin, there's no mamish mitzvah for two reasons. We said many times, that when it comes to shatronis, you're in the hand of the Bailam. So in this case, they weren't mahana him because they wanted to burn it. They should not have sell it. So Bailam Katina, that the mechirzi was connected to Tainam. They don't want Matzah even to sell it. They want to be burnt. So Mela, you don't get any shatronis on that. And second, more than that, the Ganef, the Chlal, didn't mischam to Mahana them. He wanted to, when he sold it on the market to get a high price, he's going to pocket the money, all the money. He had no threat to be Mahana, the ones, the people who own the phone. So Mela, since he wasn't mischam to that, he doesn't have to do like Nana. So maybe he doesn't get anything. He's not mekabel any shatronis whatsoever.
Isn't
he mechuyev to kefil? Kefil's knas. We don't pay kefil today. We don't pay kefil. It's knas. We don't pay.
What? No one gave us a nice deal. Somebody sent me to the guys and made up that it was never told to the girl. But the guy walked up there, the journey's involved.
He wanted money. I think at the end of the day he didn't get it. The halacha was he doesn't get. No, I don't think so.
Was Talmud Chacham allowed to tell the kids to burn the phone if the phone didn't belong to the kids, they belong to the parents?
Well, I don't think the parents should let the son, it's a mitzvah for the parents to make sure the kids don't use such a phone. It would seem to me that parents let the son have a phone, there's something wrong with the parents. And there's nothing wrong. You know, let me ask, there's a Shailon Paiskim, if you see someone is doing something wrong, let's say he has a magazine, that's not an appropriate magazine, are you allowed to tear it? They're sure on this. They said, Yalata, Beata Rami Kibecha. So if you know they're using their iPhones, they're using it for inappropriate things, then L'chaira, Rebbe has the right to take it away. It's a question, give it back end of the year, it's annoying with him, but he's allowed to take it away from him. It's no shadow from Gzela. Say, it seems to me the same thing also over here also. They have a right to this Rebbe had a right that they should destroy it. If I care, there's no limit for them. They don't have it. The problem today is the parents don't realize when they give a child a phone, a cell phone, that how destructive it could be for their child. Parents don't know that. In fact, one Menahel told me last week, told me that what he's going to do in his school, in his high school, that he's not allowing the kids to have, if they have any cell phones, they have to all have, battery filters. Besides that, he's requiring that all the parents come to school and tell them how destructive a cell phone can be, and how they, even if they do, and they have to have filters, and you have to realize, even if they have filters, they're smarter than you, and they can get around the filters. He's told me that this coming year, he's requiring all the parents of his high school to come before school starts, and to tell them that, because he says the parents have no idea, inkling, what could be done with a cell phone. They live in a different world. The kids know better than them. So the Mela, he's mechayev them that all the parents have to come to the school, and he's going to tell them and they're going to have someone come there and tell them all about cell phones, what could be done with cell phones, how to get inappropriate things, and all the kids are at the type of school, it's more of a modern school, so they can't stop the cell phones. But what they could do is at least make sure that the parents put filters in them and tell them that you should know, Nika Adin, that filters, we have to require filters. But you should know that they can get past the filters. And it's your job to make sure the kids don't get into it. And give them ways to find out that they could check out to see if they're over on this or not. Any questions on this? Okay, she's over. Yes, three months ago. Yeah. Okay, in a second. The first one, man. Which one? One second.